It's the stuff to serve them if you're out to impress. That extra special tipple for extra special occasions. Champagne is the king of sparkling wines. But transforming a humble bunch of grapes into something that can fetch $1,000 a bottle takes a good nose and some centuries-old winemaking wizardry. So, how do they do it? The name Champagne comes from the region in northeast France where it's made. White wine can be as bubbly and as tasty as it likes, but if it doesn't come from these 33,500 hectares of vineyards, it's not Champagne. $245 million ago, this was the floor of a prehistoric sea. Now the fossilized remains of millions of ancient sea creatures have turned to chalk, providing the perfect growing conditions for grapes, retaining just the right amount of water so the vines don't dry out. The soil is classified according to the quality of grapes it produces. The very best soil is classed as Grand Cru. When it comes to the finest champagne, these little things matter. Champagne can be made from just three principal varieties of grape: Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and Chardonnay. That's two varieties of red grape and one white. Of course, not everybody likes their champagne pink. But that's not a problem, because inside the dark grape skins is white juice. Sadly, nowadays, the grapes are not crushed by the delicate feet of lissom French maids, but in this shiny industrial press. The machine gently and quickly squashes the grapes so they don't take on the colour of the skins. That's the colour taken care of, but getting the taste right is a much bigger challenge. The Piper Heidsieck winery might be all spotless stainless steel today, but the method for making champagne goes back almost 300 years. The juice from different grape varieties and different villages, each with its own unique flavors, goes into individual stainless steel fermentation vats. They add yeast, which slowly reacts with the sugar in the grapes to produce alcohol. But fine champagne isn't the product of just one batch of grapes. It's a carefully crafted blend of flavors from different crus that produces a distinctive house champagne taste. Over the 6 months in the vats, when the wine is alcoholic but still flat, the super sensitive noses get to work, choosing which crus to mix with what. Alexandra Rendell explains.
Throughout 6 months, they're going to be tasting every single wine. They have to select a certain number that together, in different proportions, needs to have exactly the same taste as the one the consumer today is tasting.
You might not be able to tell a Bollinger from a Budweiser, but these guys can tell you what colour socks the farmer was wearing. Delightful. Once the noses have made their choice, the various crus are mixed in exactly the right proportion. And the carefully blended cocktail is poured into 5 million bottles, and a little yeast and sugar added before the bottles are sealed. At the moment, this is just white wine. There are still no bubbles. And champagne without bubbles is like a wedding without a bride. But thanks to the yeast and sugar, a second fermentation is taking place inside the bottle. And because the bottle is sealed, the carbon dioxide can't escape. It's trapped as tiny bubbles. It takes about 3 weeks for the bubbles to form and the yeast to use up all the sugar. Then the yeast dies, but its job isn't quite finished. It's left inside the bottles for 2 years, and the sediment, or lees, gives the wine a complex, creamy, distinctly champagne flavour. These 18 kilometres of cellars are kept at a constant 12 degrees Celsius for this fermentation process. Once the lees have done their job, they've got to find a way to get them out without losing the sparkle. It's all in the wrist. Every day, a team of men known as the Riddlers perform a bizarre ritual. They delicately rotate 30,000 bottles 1/8 of a turn, gradually tipping it further and further upside down. This laborious process entices the lees into the neck of the bottle. After 3 weeks of being turned very slowly, the champagne bottles are carried upside down on a kilometre-long journey. It begins with a brine bath at minus 27 degrees Celsius. They're plunged in head first. The contents of the bottleneck promptly freeze, trapping the lees. Then they take off the crown cap, and the pressure from the fizzy carbon dioxide inside forces out the frozen lees, leaving behind crystal clear, bubbling champagne. But the bubbles that have taken 2 years to brew are escaping. So the bottles are swiftly caught and wired down to hold them in place. Finally, after more than 2 years of TLC, this very special wine is ready to take on the house colours. All we need now is an excuse to pop the cork.